exactly. He can't stand, like, if there's a little bit of turbulence, he's the only dude I've seen in the NFL out of 13 years to put his seatbelt on and wear it the whole time. Even while he's playing poker in the middle of the aisle. He'll take it off, but if he feels a bump, he's going to put it back on and he's going to ring his call bell and ask how much time he has left. He's going to ask our security, our head of security, how much time we have left and how bumpy it is. You guys think I'm joking. I'm
joking. I just picture him, you know, that little turbulence cracking another beer and then...
Welcome back to another episode of WST Podcast, part 3 of our interview with Khalif Barnes, where we take him through the West Coast swing. But before we do, we remind you to rate and review us 5 stars wherever you're getting your podcast. Follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at WST_podcast, as well as email us, WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Part 3 of our interview with Khalif Barnes, West Coast swing, starting right now. WST Podcast.
So, all right, we want to get into the West Coast swing here, off the cuff, random questions, I go, Ben goes, and remember, there's never a wrong answer.
Okay, cool.
So you matched up against Terrell Suggs, a.k.a. T-Suggs, both in college at Arizona State and the NFL when he's with the Ravens. Yes, what was the funniest thing he said to you during a game?
You know what? I don't think Terrell ever said Terrell didn't even say anything to me during the game.
Really?
No. I just remember him just being really, just like really super focused in, and he didn't really talk any trash. I remember, you know, it was him. He had Ray Lewis over there, and then he had safety. I forgot the guy's name.
Not Reed?
Not Reed, but another guy. And they were trying to attack MJD. They were trying to kill him, man. I think they had a like bounty on him or something. And I remember talking to everybody else. But Terrell never really said anything. And he may have said stuff to other people, but I really don't remember him saying anything. There's other guys who said plenty of stuff, man. I'm talking about plenty. We have to put it on Netflix, what they were saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to, like, just edit it out. But really, Terrell didn't say anything. He was just a hard worker, man. He just always had me on my toes. I forgot about him. How could you forget? Arizona State, I gave up a big sack to him at Arizona State during halftime, man. And I couldn't wait to play him again. As a matter of fact, Neuheisel left us and ended up being on the coaching staff at Baltimore. And we were stretching about to play that game, Jacksonville versus the Ravens. And I was over there stretching, and I had my eye. I was glued on Terrell Suggs across the field. And then here comes Rick, passes me. What's up? He's like, what's up, man? I see you got your eyes glued on him. He remembered that halftime that we had at Arizona State, where I almost lost my mind because I gave the sack. And it could have put us in a nice position to win, you know? So,
hey, Leaf, growing up, did you model your game like anyone, whether DE or I'm assuming you didn't know you were going to be a nose tackle at that point. Anyone you look up to?
I didn't. To tell you the truth, my favorite position was cornerback. I just like the way those guys played for some reason. I like watching Deion play, Darrell Green. Just always admire the way, you know, Steve Atwater, these safeties back there, Art Monk. Yeah. I mean, Art Monk was receiver. I mean, Merton Hanks, Ronnie Lott, you know, Junior Seau, these guys. So it really started, I wanted to play defense. Obviously, I was a defensive end first, but really it was cornerback because I admired their athletic ability, the way they change direction and how they have to, you know, stick with the receiver backpedaling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just started eating too much. And hey, you know what I'm saying?
So you blocked for Carson Palmer, David Garrard, and Byron Leftwich. If you had to drive across the country with one of them,
Carson. All day long. I'm riding with Carson all day long.
All right. That was easy.
For like 8 different reasons.
All right, Lee.
Yeah. A couple of them, you know, you guys might guess. CBD, you know. We're, you know the part.
Yeah.
He played a lot of tough teams and a lot of tough places. You talked about, I think you guys even played Ohio State in college.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Miami, played at the Big House. Give me the best team you played against. You might say that Miami team, but also the toughest place you played, whether collegiate or NFL.
So you said the best team and the place?
Yeah, it could be different. Give me the best team, college, NFL, and the toughest place.
Okay, so yeah, I think the best team I'm gonna say is that the Miami team. That was an overwhelming experience. I was just like, man, we're getting drugged, we're getting beat, but I'm having a good time. Like, I didn't want to feel like that, you know what I mean? So that Miami team was like a thrashing, but that was the best team I played against. And the place, probably Seattle. The stadium is way too loud. Either they were Kansas City.
You give them one of these?
Right. Exactly.
Can't
even exactly. Stop count. So best team would be Miami, and like maybe like the toughest place. I almost want to give a tie between Kansas City and Seattle, and they're both open. I don't know, man. One of those two places are way too. Maybe I go Kansas City because I play there twice a year, or I play there once a year for so long, and Seattle was just for preseason. And the starters didn't play a whole lot, but it was so loud, like we couldn't talk, like sitting right next to each other, you know? So I'll give it to Kansas City, probably.
You played in the Pac-10 during the heyday. There was a lot of great players up and down the Pac-10. Who was the best player you saw during your career?
That's a good question. You know, I can go a couple different ways here. All right. So back in the day, they had this running back from UCLA named Deshaun Foster. He was really good. Reggie was good, too. I was a little bit older than him. He came a little bit after Bush. Oh, man. You got me thinking about now.
I forgot about Deshaun Foster. He was a beast at UCLA.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going back. So that's why it's taking me so long because.
Was Steven Jackson at.
Steven Jackson was at Oregon State.
Yeah.
All right. So you had him. All right. Chad Ochocinco was good out there, receiver. TJ Houshmandzadeh was good. I mean, and then the quarterbacks, you had Joey Arrington at the time. Joey Arrington was slicing stuff at this point. So you had him. Aaron Rodgers was good too, but I don't really remember him being like a dude, I don't know, man. I'll put that in the back. I'll come back to that.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we got about three more for you, Leaf.
Okay.
You mentioned Seabass.
Yep.
Guy's still in the league, I think. He's up here in Seattle.
No, he retired. He got in Jacksonville.
Well, there it is. What's the funniest piece of advice you ever got from Seabass? Gave you
to eat Popeye's chicken on a plane going out away games. Had to have Popeye's chicken and a buttered up bagel and a six pack. He did all that before security check. Every time. You think I'm playing, don't you?
No, I don't.
I'm not even playing with you.
I thought you were going to say Smirnoff vodka, but.
That too. Well, you know, he's scared of flying, man. He's terrified of flying. So a lot of that stuff, a lot of things going on Seabass is he can't stand, like, if there's a little bit of turbulence, he's the only dude I've seen in the NFL out of 13 years to put his seatbelt on and wear it the whole time. Even while he's playing poker in the middle of the aisle. He'll take it off, but if he feels a bump, he's going to put it back on and he's going to ring his call bell and ask how much time he has left. He's going to ask our security, our head of security, how much time we have left and how bumpy it is. You guys think I'm joking. I'm
joking. I just picture him you know, that little turbulence, cracking another beer, and then
no, at this point, he probably had, you know, a couple of Oxycontins to make him relax, because he's terrified of flying, man. He's terrified of flying. He'll tell you himself too. He knows it. But he's a good, he's one of my best friends, man. He's one of the guys in the NFL I got to know. And because he's real quiet at first, and you have to really get to know Seabass to like get in his circle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And coming from Poland, dude, playing the Florida State, just being, you know, the way he talks and all that, it's an odd relationship, but that's what the NFL does. It brings a lot of different people together from all different types of backgrounds, you know what I mean? And Seabass is one of those guys. His wife Lori and my wife Talia, they talk, and our kids and all that. So we're supposed to see him here in a little bit soon when we get a chance. But they're all good friends, so our families know each other, and it's all good.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he is, man. He's good. He's a good man.
So, Leaf, you played 7 years in Oakland. You live in Houston now. You picking E-40 or Travis Scott?
Oh, 40 water.
Yes, Bay Area.
Sprinkle me, man. You got to go with 40, man. I've been down with 40, man, since I was, you know, a young buck in San Diego.
What's your favorite? Yeah. What's your favorite song?
From E-40?
Yeah.
A song called Mustard and Mayonnaise.
That's old school.
He's talking about the white, he's talking about the lines on the road. Look it up, Mustard and Mayonnaise.
All right, last question, Leaf. 4th of July is coming up. What would we eat at the Barnes household if we came over?
Big Ben and Kay Winn are coming over. What would you be cooking up for us?
I'm glad you guys asked that. I'm actually going to my in-laws' place. They have another place, like the retirement place in South Carolina. It's in Wagner, and it's beautiful, man. It's like a big pond. We go out there, fish, and all this other stuff too. And they have an uncle out there who lives down the street in Aiken, South Carolina, who kills pigs and like barbecues pigs. So he's about to do a whole pig, and I finally get to see the whole process from like beginning to end.
Wow.
Of him doing this pig. So, and it's my daughter's birthday too. So I think we're gonna have a good time doing all that. I'll send you pictures if you want to.
Please. Yeah, send some pictures.
How old is your daughter, Leaf?
She's turning 10, man. My oldest daughter's turning 10.
All right. Yeah. Well, sorry we went over. We had a lot of fun.
Hey, it's all right. That means y'all like me, man. That means y'all like me. You said we were going to go 30 minutes. We almost went an hour. Look at that.
And we ran out of questions, too. We had to skip ahead.
I'm trying to find mustard and mayonnaise right now. Sorry.
Yeah, look up mustard and
mayonnaise. I wanted the outro. Here we go. I wanted mustard the outro. Mayonnaise. I wanted the outro. I'll give you a proper outro. Hold on.
There you go. There you go.
Get them 40 water.
That's it right there.
The politician.
There you go.
The album.
All right. Well,
we appreciate it.
Do you want to tell our listeners anything, like where they can hear about you, if you're online, if you're writing a book, if you're directing a movie, if you're making a hit with E-40, you want to tell our fans anything?
Man, I wish I was doing that, man. No, I'm gonna be holding it down with the family, just doing some family time right now. I'll be out here in Jacksonville, South Carolina. My wife's about to have like a cooking thing going on. She does a lot of cooking, so I'll probably be like her little sous chef.
Okay,
and I'll probably be doing stuff like that. But I'll be like helping out some kids, trying to get some O-line work out in Houston. Because there's not a whole lot of people doing that. You know what I mean? You have all these camps like running backs and receivers and all this other thing, but you don't have like a lot of position specific detail oriented stuff like offensive linemen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the earlier you can learn those things, just the better off it's going to be for you. You know what I mean? So I'll probably be doing a little bit of that. But, you know, Kyle, I talk to Randy all the time. So I'll be getting, I'll tell him. And if you want to do this thing again, man, just let me know.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come on like during college football or maybe NFL, hopefully both happen, and get your take on some big games. We usually like to do like a Friday night guest pick'em around the Pac-12.
Oh man, I would absolutely love to do that, man. I would love to do that.
Cool.
And all right. If you ever make it up to Seattle, take us up on that boat gate. We'll get you out to the cut in style.
Okay, Big Ben.
The dock. I can treat you there.
We'll do that, man. We'll do that. I appreciate that.
All right. Guys. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Be good.
Happy 4th. I had a blast, fellas. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
All right, man. Take it easy.